shall stand on our feet.
Chakangonaka kugara panzvimbo yakanaka. Ngatisumuke hedu timire netsoka dzedu.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, we just continue with our message. The Lord permitting, we just try to come to a close on this subject. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. We're not going to read it in Shona, but shall we bow our heads and pray?
Baba vedu variko kumusoro kugenga. Tinokutendai maita yenyu baba matiunganidza zvakare mukati meimba yenyu mangwanani ano baba. Tinokutenda ishe mari wamasimba usi kunyange nekutipa transport. Nekutipa kufamba kwakanaka kuti tibve kudzimba dzedu kwakasiyana siyana. Tikwanise kusvika pano mwari. Baba tinokutendaiwo zvakare mwari kuti ishe tinoziva kuti vana venyu tichiya kutabheneko. Hatisi kuuya kuzoonana mwari. Asi kuti tiri kuuya kuti tizonzwa imi mwari muchitaura nesu. Nekuti imi mwari ndimunoziva zvishuwo zvemwoyo yedu baba. She wangu baba makanaka mufundisi zvavamira pamberi pedu kudai. Pane vamwe vanhu vavasi kutomboziva kuti vari kutsvagei, vari kudei, vari kunamatirei. Pane vamwe vari kurwara pakati pedu vanomasimba ose. Asi imi mwari nekuti ndimunoziva zvakavanzika zvemwoyo. Takukumbira baba kuti muchipa mufudzi wedu chipo chikuru baba chekuti vakwanise kuzvisa parutivi mwari wedu. Vakokwanisa kuperera nekuzvisa parutivi zvizere. Jehovha imi mwari mugotaura, mugotinhira kubudikidza nemuromo wavo mwari. Baba tinokukokai panguva ino kuti kunyange iro shoko ravavhura iri rikaverengwa mwari takadzidziswa nabrother Branham. Munhu wese akadzidziswa kugona kunyora nekuverenga chirungu. Anogona kuriverenga iri shoko. Asi mwari zvakuda imi baba mweya mutsvene muuye mupedudziro kushoko iri baba. Kuti patichabuda mutemberi ino mwari takuenda kudzimba dzedu tichifeloshipa tigoti zvanga zvakatiringana patanga tiri muservisi mwari vachitaura nesu. Baba tinokutendai maita henyu tinokuokai baba tichititangai nesu mugopedza nesu. Takumbira zvose nekutenda nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
May the Lord bless you as you take your seats. We continue with our title. Come now and let us reason together. We just try to be fast because of our time. But I know the Lord will help us this morning. So in the last message or last service, we spoke how in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now things that are seen were created from things that do not appear. And we noticed that everything was good. God will then come at the cool of the day and the children. We then notice that the situation only changed when sin came into the camp. And a chasm developed or a gap developed between God and man.
It's
because God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. Because he loves the sinner, there was therefore need for a kinsman redeemer to bridge that chasm. Now we come to our subject. Come now, let us reason together. So this call is being given to one who thinks he is so sinful, his sins are red as blood, but the message is saying, come now, let us reason together. The reason is to bridge that gap. That is between the holy God and the sinful man. Now we also even see
Isaiah,
the prophet of grace. He was leaning towards a natural king until the extent God also called to him to say, come, let us reason together. Now we notice then in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah is saying, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now
Now he's
saying, as above he stood the seraphims, each had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto the other, he was saying, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Now
the whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth is full of his glory. If you believe it, his glory is right here as well. Now, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. The house was filled with smoke. Now, then this prophet realized he was not worthy. He said, woe unto me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell amongst people of unclean lips too. He said, why? Because mine eyes have seen the King and the Lord of hosts. But praise be the name of the Lord. The one who is saying, come unto me, he is saying, let us reason together. Then flew one of the seraphims with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken off the altar, and touched his lips, and saying, thy iniquity has been taken away, and saying, thy sin has been purged. Now, after the purging of his sins, he heard a voice being proclaimed to say, who shall I send? Who shall go for us? When your sins have been purged, brother and sister, you are ready for the service of the Lord. The prophet said, here I am, send me, Lord. I want to believe this morning, there is also a sister, there is a brother, who is saying, when the Lord is saying, come unto me, we are saying, I want to reason with you, Lord. So that your sins will be forgiven. So that your sins will be purged. And then you give heed to the call of the master. God is looking for a sister. God is looking for a brother. Who, when he put in his hands, can serve his purpose. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, I don't even care. I don't even want to know. I don't want even to hear how many sins you have committed. What I'm saying, or what the Bible is saying, in your sins, come, let us reason together. You were born in sin, you were shaped in iniquity, come speaking lies. You don't have any righteousness, but he is saying, with your dirty hands, with your dirty lips, come, let us reason together. Glory be to God. Prophet is saying, there was a dustbin, or a trash place, where you put or throw away your trash. Now here comes this man, he's walking. So many dirty things are there. There were also glasses there. Then he particularly put his eye fixed on the very dirty one, and said, this one, the very dirty one, I want it. For my service. He picked it up. He cleansed it. He reasoned with it. And then he cleansed it. And then he said, this I will put it for my service. Doesn't this sound familiar, brother? You were going the wrong paths. You were a tattler. You were a gossiper. You were doing all sorts of things. You had root of bitterness. No love you could do. But he said, this very one, this liar, this thief, I love it. And he said, it is better for me to leave my throne and come down and die for this very one. That is the reason he's saying this morning, come now, let us reason together. Oh, it's not not for a righteous man, brother and sister. We are talking of a sinner. We are talking of me. I am talking of you. The prophet says, in the message influence, 171, he said, you've got to give your all to God. Your reverence, your respect, your everything that you are. We jump a little bit. That's the way the seraphims are in the presence. You see their face in reverence. Their feet in humility. Now, sadly, they could fly. They had two wings to put them in action.
So
God is teaching his prophet how to behave or how to hold himself when he comes for service. The same thing we are taught of the prophet, to say you come early to church. Wait 30 minutes earlier before service.
30 minutes service Satya Tanga.
You reverence yourself. You take your position. You have your quiet time.
But
why are you doing this?
Is
to create that atmosphere. The reason is so that when service comes, you are really ready for action. You can fly, brother. Glory be to God. And even the musicians as well, they are ready taking their positions. So that even when the song leader comes up here and he starts singing the first song, everyone, including those on live streaming, they are in one accord. Remember in the day of Pentecost, they were in one accord. Now it was so easy for the Holy Ghost to come down. Oh, talk about the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. No wonder why the prophet is saying it is necessary, compulsory, a must that we receive the Holy Ghost. God is showing his prophet here what kind of servant he has prepared, reverent, humble, and in action. The real servant of God, those who look upon him, he was looking upon Hezekiah that God lifted up and fell by pride. You know, pride is a stubborn, evil demon. If I had a better vocabulary to express how heinous, how evil this demon of pride is, I would have. But it is very atrocious. It's a murderer. It kills the one who is carrying it. This is an evil demon. We should not be found at here at our church in the believer. Remember, the devil serpent was kicked from heaven because of this demon of pride. But his servant is before him.
He's
reverent.
He's
humble. His servants, that's the way they should be dressed. Dressed in reverence. Humility. And constantly about the Father's business. Yes, sir. Reverend, humble in action. That's the reason he died. He went all the way to Calvary so that you become, you reverence him. You humble yourself. And you are in action serving his cause. He carried the cross. It was so heavy, brother. But he said, if I don't do it, the human race will be lost. His very own children, they were buying or paying for his blood.
Say,
crucify him, crucify him. until they even said, let his blood be upon our hands and our children. Look at that.
Faith
has saved thee, 20, the prophet says. All that screaming going on, Jesus never noticed it. He walked steadily and towards
Jerusalem
to be crucified. He knew it. And he never noticed the screaming. Knowing that was his own children crying for his blood. I also love what he said ahead. And he couldn't turn them down. Brother, he knew they were paying for his blood, but he couldn't turn them down because they were his children. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, from there you can take a leaf, brother and sister. God cannot turn you down. In fact, he is the one who is even saying, come. How can a father turn his own children down? And here he walks on to
Jerusalem.
Now, brother, if he could not turn down them wanting to bear all his blood, how about you who want the Holy Ghost? Oh, it is a challenge, brother and sister. I believe even while the message is going forth, if you want the Holy Ghost, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Brother, I know what I'm talking about. I spoke to a certain sister. She phoned me. She texted me last week. She was desperately craving for the Holy Ghost. And then she said, you confess your sins, sister. Then she said, okay. Then I said, have you done everything? She said, yes. Oh, brother, God is true to his promise. This morning at around 3:30, she texted me to say, pastor, it has happened. I have received the Holy Ghost. He will never turn you down. If you want the Holy Ghost, brother, confess your sins. You will receive the Holy Ghost. Remember, God is more willing to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. In fact, it is him who gives you that craving for him. Then I hear the howling mob to our sin. Look at him here. They are crying for his blood. His own children screaming out, away with him, their creator, their God, their maker, their father, away with him. Now he become their redeemer. Oh, brother and sister, then he realized that if he was not going to give heed to their request, the human race will be finished. But if I would, they are going to be lost. After all, I was the one who put the curse on them. Now I come to take the curse of them and let them through their sins crucify me. This is the same person who is saying, come now, let us reason together. Look at his body, beaten, riven, bruised, mockery spit from his own children, spitting in their daddy's face, crown of thorn on his head, tears and things mingle running down his body, tears and blood running together. Why Because he was wounded for our transgressions, brother. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes you are healed. Brother and sister, I don't find even fault for somebody who is sick. It is to fulfill Isaiah 53. But there is a problem if you continue in your sickness. Being sick is not a problem. But if you continue being sick, there is a problem there. Because by his stripes, brother, you should be healed. You can take that scripture and show it to God. To say, God, I know you say it. You are true to your promise. You can bankrupt the heavens for a word not to come to pass. Then you say, Lord, I am sick. I know I'm sick because you wanted to be my healer. You can chase away that sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he said, come unto me. Reason with him. Glory be to God. He was oppressed and afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before the shearer is dumped. He opened not his mouth. The only thing he managed to say, the only thing he could say, he said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. The very person who said those words is the same one who is saying to you, come now, let us reason together. Rather, if he carried that heavy cross, being beaten, hallelujah, I know he can hear you when you cry. The very same person who cried out, it is finished. It is finished. Oh, the prophet says, every sickness can be healed now. The captives can be set free. Glory be to God. You can be set free, brother. Why? Because he died for you on Calvary. He is the one who said, come now. Let us reason together. Though your sins be red. Oh, brother and sister, don't look at how sinful you are. Come to him. Go to him, brother. Reason to him. Tell him, I am a sinner. Lord, forgive me. He is righteous. And he cares for you. Glory be to God. And he made his grave with the wicked. And the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence. Neither was any deceit in his mouth. Being righteous like that, brother. Yet it pleased God. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Glory be to God. Why was it a pleasure to bruise an innocent man? He knew. He was going to say one of these days, come now, let us reason together. The reason why he was bruised, it was because of me, it was because of you. So it is you, it is me who caused the Lord to be bruised. So that you have free access and your sins are forgiven. Rather, free access. My son, when he goes home, he has free access to everything that's there. A visitor, he has to ask for permission. But my son, my daughter, any place she or he can go. I was saying to the other place there, can open even the fridge. I know a certain brother is visiting us, so we bought some things and sometimes we hide. If the child, a proper child, sees those things, they can just pull
Manaka na chero sakadigwa manache yakakwana anongotora
and eat it up.
Otozidya.
I don't find fault to that child. Because she is or he has free access. Brother and sister, you have free access to any redemptive blessings of God. If you want healing, brother, just go ahead and take it. If you want blessings, it is up to you to get them. Glory be to God. Because you know your position. You say, I am a child of God. I am a daughter of God. I am a son of God. And one thing for sure as well, you are the daughter, you are the son of the free woman. You are not an Ishmael.
I was Ishmael.
You are an Isaac.
Isaac.
Glory be to God. You can even cause Abraham to chase away even Ishmael.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Ah, you are so precious in God's sight. You can therefore take what belongs to you. That is the reason. Why is he saying, even in your sins, come to me? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will never deny you, brother. He will never deny you. David, he said,
David,
I was young and now I'm old.
Yes, not a quick
one. I have never seen
and
the righteous forsaken. It is a scripture, brother, which you can take. Lord, you can never. You are not able to forsake me. Why? He was bruised. It pleased God to have him bruised. Therefore, when you approach him, sometimes you might not even approach him. You tell him to say, you said, come now. It is you who is saying, come. You are the one who is starting the conversation. So you say, Lord, here I am. Standing in your presence. Your judgments are full of compassion. The merciful God. Oh, I'm just remembering of Jonah. He knew God was so merciful. No wonder why when God told him to go and speak against
Nineveh,
he was now praying, we said, to say, does that is why I was talking to you, Lord, in my own country. And I ran away. Because I know you. You are too merciful. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This merciful one is saying, come now, let us reason together. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
He will never deny you. It's only men who can deny you. But God will never deny you. The prophet speaks of his issue.
There
was a story, yes, a bum was involved in an accident. His bones were crushed.
Oh,
the ambulance took him to the hospital. And now the doctors, they were having a caucus. They said, the way how this bum is, it's finished. I think we'll waste our time if you are going to attend
it.
Now, let me say the proper what he says.
They
say, he is nothing but a bum. It's not worth our time to fool with him. And then they say, let's just wrap him up.
Amen.
To wrap him up. Throw him away. Yes, and then the old fellow heard. And then he turned over and said, I am worth something. God loved me so much. Till he gave his only begotten son. That I might have eternal life. I am surely worth a few minutes of your time. He has all the time for you, brother. You might be saying, in paragraph 38, the prophet,
paragraph 38 in prophet
conference with God, you might say, I am just a bum.
I want to go to
I don't care what you are. This is Malachi 4 speaking. This is the messenger of the last church age talking. When he is talking, brother, you better pay particular attention. Because this exactly will fix your issue. It will fix all your problems. Because he spoke under inspiration. Don't say I'm a drunk. I don't care what you are. I am a drunkard. I am an immoral woman. I did wrong, preacher. I've lived untrue to my marriage vows. I've done immoral things. I've drank, I've smoked, gambled, stolen, lied. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have done. God called you. He said, come. Let us reason together. Your sins may be a scarlet. They will be white like snow. If you just come, let us talk it over a little bit. Glory be to God, brother. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Oh, eternal life, brother. For I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. God is so careful and so caring. Remember, he cares for the lilies of the valley. They don't feed, neither do they toil. Yet Solomon, in his glorious days, he was not arrayed to the likes of these. If God is so careful about a sparrow, about a lily, how about you? Remember, the grass can be thrown away. It comes today, tomorrow is gone. That's why he's saying, come, let us reason together. Glory be to God. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. Kingdom of God first. Give heed to say, come, let us reason together. If you give heed to come, let us agree together. All these things will be added unto you. Healing, it will be a bonus. Blessings automatic. Glory be to God. Some of these things, brother, if we put things in their correct perspective, first things first. Remember, we're talking about this sister who's saying she wanted the Holy Ghost. First things first, confess. And it's automatic, brother. It is a prescription. My good friends, the doctors. When they write you a prescription, if you want to be well, if you want to be healed, follow what they prescribe. If you do that, brother, you will come out of that sickness. Now, Dr. Peter gave us a prescription. Acts chapter 2. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall receive the big baptism of the Holy Ghost. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is his good pleasure. His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That is why he said, come now. Let us reason together. God is not a man, remember? That he plays with words. No, to lie. But whatever he declares, it will surely come to pass. Glory be to God. And he is speaking specifically to you. He carried that heavy cross. So that today you could be redeemed. So that today your sins, your burdens that are so heavy can be lifted. So there is no reason for you to remain in your sins. Because the invitation has been extended to you. You say, come, let us reason together. Remember, he went to Gethsemane. And he knew exactly what was waiting for him there. But because he said, come, let us reason together, he said, I'll go all the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants to spend eternity with you. Don't you want to spend eternity with him? Glory be to God. You know, somebody cannot even walk straight because of the number of years or days. Maybe there are two shades of color in your hair. Now you are complaining, say, oh, I cannot even run the way I used to.
Yes, you know,
but I've got good news for you, brother. If you listen to come, let us reason together. Beyond the curtain of time. Brother and sister, there is no old age there. There are no stooped shoulders there. In the brilliance of youth, you will become. Glory be to God. You can even leap over a wall. Run through a troop. Oh, it is possible, brother. Glory. If you give heed, brother, to come follow me or come, let us reason together, you will go beyond the curtain of time. Where there is no jealousy, no tiredness, no old age, no death, only supreme beauty and joy. So you can say, brother, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? But I thank God who brings the victory. So whatever you do, brother, lay everything aside until you get perfect love. Who is talking? The one who is saying, come now, let us reason together. One of the reasoning is, get perfect love. Where you go to love everybody, even every enemy. Brother and sister, we have to love our enemies. Remember this one who is saying, come now, let us reason together. He loved his enemies when they were spitting on him, when they were beating him, forcing him to carry the heavy burden. He said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. That is perfect love, brother. The same applies to you, my brother. You know this man doesn't love me. Or this man, if he has an opportunity, he'll kill me. But brother and sister, love that man, love that woman, even the more. Glory be to God. It is possible, brother, that when you have that kind of a life where you can love your enemies, you can even start singing the holy hills. Because you know this place cannot hold you any longer. The holy hills. As the musicians take their positions, indeed you can easily sing that song. Why? Because you know that this house of clay is not able to control or to contain the one that's within, because he has given heed To him who is saying, come now, let us reason together. One of these days, brother. One of these days, brother. The last message will be preached. The last song will be sung. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, those people who give heed to come, let us reason together, they will be changed. They will meet him in the air. The holy hills, all the bars of stone, bars will not be able to contain the one that's within.
Who
God build a land. Oh, you can even sing nearer, my God, to thee. Close to thee, my Lord. Close to thee, my Lord. Nothing of the world. But I just want to move close to thee.
Have you heard about this man?
Ah, Jesus, Baba Vedu.
Ah, Jesus is our Father. Amen.
He
is my stone. I shall hide. Will I find my reward?
The Holy of Heaven. Across the sea, where love once waved, and crowns are given, those seals of war, staggering, this house of flesh, this house. It is a prison.
Is by a prison.
Bars of bones.
Is bars of bones.
Trying to hold my soul.
Hold my soul.
But listen to this one. Hallelujah.
Baba those of flesh.
One day
you'll be swear. When the angels say, I speak, oh yes, I will take my flight like a mighty eagle.
Then you go to that pillar land.
When those seals of war.
Is only sung by people.
This house of flesh, this house of flesh.
Who wants to move close to him?
Oh, a prison.
Glory be to God.
His bars of bone. Hold my soul. Oh, Baba, those of flesh. One day you'll be swear open when the angels say, my spirit. Oh yes, I will take my flight like a mighty eagle when the seal.
Page Konemi.
Close to thee, close to thee.
Drakwimba ne Shona.
want to sing it in Shona.
You above all names. We are with you for our praises. All our time, all our life, and all our everything. For thou art the all in all, great Jehovah God. What a message. As you declare that we come before thee, King of Kings. Oh God, we were once chased away by the cherubims because of sin in the Garden of Eden. Chucked away. Sinners worth nothing but death. But oh God, you couldn't spend eternity alone. Your heart goes out for us. And you left the splendor of heaven. Descended down and followed us. And call our father, Adam. Adam, where art thou, my son? Come, let us reason together. And oh God, we are gathered by the voice of the seventh messenger. And the great cherubims are saluting us as we are coming back.
swore that we're farming back in the ship. And they're saying, come. And we gather around you now. And we sing close to thee, O God. We want to walk carefully before you. Oh, we thank you for such a message. We thank you for such an invitation, Lord. We want to embrace it, Lord. All the sinners, all the sick people, and all that may have done something wrong before thee, we are all gathered around thee, O God. And we are so glad that you have healed us, Lord. Oh, God of glory, when you hung on the cross of Calvary, right at Golgotha, it was a haunted place. No one wanted to be identified with that place before your crucifixion. But when you got there, Lord, you healed the place. You delivered the place. The whole world wants to be identified with Golgotha because you healed it. If you could heal such a place, Lord, why not, oh God, your children in sin and trespasses? You say, come. You unclean them, oh my God. Deliver them from every sickness. Deliver them from every sin, Lord, till the whole world would want to be identified with them. Bless our pastor, Lord. Heal every sick person, oh precious Father. Oh, we surrender all into your hands. As we go home, Lord, may the very Spirit of God be upon us to guide us and give us access to all things, as the pastor has just said. I pray, Father, as I commit them all, even our pastor, back into your hands. Continue to give him wisdom and strength, Lord, to declare your mind unto your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have come to the end of our service today. And we pray that the Lord will go with us and to bless us and to keep us, to protect us. Or another song maybe before we go.
I get my reward, or Jesus is my stone.
Also, even those that are joining us via live streaming, we come to the end of our service. God bless you. Maybe we just sing this song, and then they'll then give us a dismissal song. And we continue loving one another.
And they imberi nekudana na mumwe ne mumwe.
We continue loving one another.
And they imberi nekudana na.
Glory, God bless you.
Mari wakuropa fadzi.
Namo dzichiuya muriba kuekuanda kurwara. Hati chaj.
offering to the Lord. You have sung so well. Just one more last one. One more last one. The musicians are doing it so well. So why don't we sing again?
Them
play so well. And those on live streaming joining us.
Live stream.
Do you
know Iwo akai jiwane ose ose a norumbiza iwo hukuru wenyumari unosha misa kwazo hukuru wenyumari unosha misa kwazo
bless you.
Aneru, Doru Kuru, Dozibu.